Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Cannella, DeLeon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leva, Liu, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Bidak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Secretary notices an absence of a quorum. Senators, please come to the Senate floor. A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing and we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Pavley.
As we center ourselves in the presence of God today, let us recall the words of G.K. Chesterton. We are all in the same boat in a stormy sea, and we owe each other a terrible loyalty. Our prayer was written by a young woman, Denise Johnston, in response to the Orlando tragedy. So let us pray. In the troubled times we experience in our lives, both as individuals and as a collective society, may we feel your presence, Lord God. May we know you are here, walking with us, step by step, along our difficult way. May we draw strength and courage from you and from each other. May we be your hands, your feet, your heart, to lift each other up and to carry each other with caring love. In the troubled times of our lives, may we come together, being here for each other, being community, being human, being love. Amen. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, members, under privileges of the floor, Senator Allen, you have a resolution to present from Senator De Leon's desk.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. Today I rise to honor the very good work that the Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities do in the LA community. Now in its 10th year, this great organization donated $650,000 to worthy causes last year alone. The LA Trial Lawyers Charities is a nonprofit group that donates to nearly three dozen worthwhile organizations annually, including Aviva Family and Children's Services, the Downtown Women's Center, the Los Angeles Mission, Ocean Park Community Center, the Venice Family Clinic, Youth Mentoring Connection, and the Claire Foundation, to name just a few, all organizations that do fantastic work in my district and those of many of you. The group also has a robust food donation program through which they provided more than 100,000 meals and 56,000 pounds of food to help feed the hungry in the Los Angeles area during the holidays. They also sponsor 15 youth sports teams as a way to help at-risk kids use their energy in a positive manner and gain life skills. This organization does a fantastic job of every day of living up to its motto, justice in the courtroom, service in the community. And here to, on behalf of the organization, sponsors, attorneys, volunteers in the organization are President Scott Corwin, former President Min Nguyen, Alan Polsky, and Karina Leland. And I just want to thank them and honor them here on the floor. We've got a resolution for them that thanks them for their extraordinary service to the underprivileged in the Los Angeles area.
Great. Welcome. Senator Hertzberg is at Pro Tem De Leon's desk. This is item 119. Mr. Secretary, please read. File item 119.
Thank you.
SCR 35.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 119 by Senator Hertzberg relative to B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I rise today joined by my esteemed colleague from Los Angeles, Senator Holly Mitchell, who is a joint author on this measure to present SCR 119. This measure declares June 2016 as B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. B.B. Moore Campbell was a quiet fighter, members, a fighter whose achievements may have not made the headlines, but whose work made a large impact. B.B. Moore Campbell wrote several books on mental illness, including a children's book entitled Sometimes My Mommy Gets Angry, and several New York Times bestsellers. She also founded the Inglewood chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Sadly, Ms. Moore Campbell passed away in November 2006 at the young age of 56 years. In her memory, SCR 119 aims to bring awareness and attention to those suffering with mental illness every day. I respectfully ask your aye vote and yield time to
Senator Mitchell.
Senator. Yes,
thank you very much, Mr. President. And I join in with my colleague, the Senator from Van Nuys, in recognizing not only B.B. Moore Campbell National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, but recognizing the courage she exhibited in making this topic a priority for her own advocacy, a priority for the book she wrote, a play she wrote called Even with the Madness, and in her book, 72-Hour Hold. She explored the theme of mental illness in a way that made it acceptable across the socioeconomic spectra. It made it acceptable for all communities, but particularly for minority communities. She, as my colleague said, was a founder of one of the NAMI chapters in urban Los Angeles, and her putting her name and face and associating it with minority mental health awareness has been so valuable to so many communities across the state in giving us permission to have very difficult conversations publicly when we have family members or perhaps ourselves are suffering from mental illness. She will forever, I will forever be grateful for the role she individually played, but also in lending her name and support to NAMI, which is an organization that will live beyond her in their efforts to support family members and individuals suffering with mental illness. And I'm glad to join with my colleague in sponsoring this resolution and in declaring it Minority Mental Health Awareness Month.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Senator Bell.
Mr. President, members, as chair of the Select Committee on Mental Health, I rise in strong support of SCR 119. I'd like to commend my colleagues for bringing this important resolution, raising awareness about mental health disparities in our communities of color. This is a very important issue that we have to study on a regular basis, and I know that it's an issue as well for all areas of disabilities and services provided by the state government. I think the competency, cultural competency element can only have one effect, and that's to have better services to our community and more cost-effective, better services. So I applaud all of those, and especially the fine work that has been done by the NAMI and other organizations on advocating for special needs and disparities with communities of color. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you to our great senator team to introduce this resolution.
Thank you, Senator Bell. Senator Pan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, on behalf of the Asian Pacific Islander Caucus, I also want to thank my colleagues from Los Angeles for introducing this resolution and rise in strong support of SCR 119. The API community faces challenges when it comes to mental health services, such as language and cultural barriers. In fact, the CDC has found that the Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander adults have a higher rate of depressive disorders among all racial groups, about 20%. And it's actually higher for men at 32%. Data from the 1998 to 2001 found that Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander children were more likely than white children to use hospital-based crisis stabilization services, suggesting that their mental health needs often go unmet until their condition deteriorates. API women 65 and older consistently had the highest suicide rates compared to other racial groups. I want to thank our good senators for introducing this very important resolution, shedding a light on such an important issue as minority mental health. And I'd also like to welcome many of my constituents up in the gallery who are here and thank them for coming out to support this very important resolution. Again, appreciate the support. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Senator Hall?
Yes, Mr. Chair and Senators, as Chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, I rise in support of SCR 119, which proclaims July 2016 as B.B. Moore Campbell National Mental Health Awareness Month. Senators, African Americans are 30% more likely than white Americans to be diagnosed with serious psychological distress, but half as likely to receive treatment. A 2007 study of high school students revealed that African American males were over 1.5 times more likely to attempt suicide than white males, and African American females were twice as likely to attempt suicide as white females. SCR 119 recognizes the need for culturally competent mental health resources and serves to enhance public awareness of mental illnesses in minority communities. I respectfully ask for your aye vote in support of SCR 119 and thank the authors for bringing this resolution forward.
Thank you, Senator Hall. Any additional comment or discussion? Senator Hertzberg, you may close.
Ask for your aye vote and present the guests.
Wonderful. Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Block. Canella. Aye. DeLeon. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Aye. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Huff. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Leno, I Leva, I Liu, I McGuire, I Mendoza, I Mitchell, I Monning, I Morlock, I Morrell, I Wynn, Nilsson, I Pan, I Pavley, I Roth, I Runner, Stone, I Vidak, I Wykowski, I Wolk. Huff, aye. Block, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill, aye. DeLeon, Hueso, Lada, aye. Wynn, Runner, Wolk.
Ayes 35, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This chamber has been full of articulate and passionate voices from both sides of the aisle on the issue of mental health. The former pro tem, Prop 63, his extraordinary efforts. The current pro tem, no place like home. Homelessness for mentally affected folks. This is a big issue. It's a big issue, and so many people from here I've talked to care so deeply about it. And today, Senator Mitchell and I jointly authored this resolution. We have a whole host of folks here we want to just briefly introduce you to. But Senator Hall, I think, made the point eloquently when he talked about African Americans and Latinos' underutilization of services. The underutilization of transgender community in terms of mental health services. The facts are profound. They are profound. The issue is huge in its nature, and by virtue of how it is applied in terms of the communities that are referred to in the resolution, is more profound. Just as Ms. Moore Campbell would have hoped, The National Alliance for Mental Illness works every day to break down the extraordinary stigma of and to provide education on mental illness. Since the organization started in 1979, volunteers from across the country have provided services such as peer counseling and cultural-specific presentations. And more recently, they've launched Mental Health 101, an innovative program for local organizations, which includes training of speakers who share their extraordinary stories of living with mental health conditions. The program has reached more than 600 audience members in California and has given newfound hope for recovery and wellness. Here today with me are, in addition to a number of folks up in the gallery who I met earlier, are Sergio Aguilar Caxola, who's the president, let's say, Jessica Cruz, the executive director, Juan Garcia, Christina Roop, Denise Lancaster Young, Dawn Brown, Rudy Saceres, Jorge Wong, Toya Davis, Elaine Pang, Harold Turner, Lynn Goodlow, and Benita Council. Everyone, if you can please recognize NAMI and the folks that are here today and give them a big round of applause. Thank you so very much.
Great. Welcome to the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Senator Monning, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you. For privileges of the floor?
Yes.
Members, if I could have your attention, please. Seated in the back of the chamber, my San Luis Obispo field office representative, Kevin Bomarito, and his parents, Frank and Chris, visiting us today and touring the Capitol. Let's please give them a warm Senate welcome.
Wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Monning. Senator Lara?
Thank you, Mr. President. I respectfully request that we take up file item 40 at this time.
Yes. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 127 by Senator Lara relative to the Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander community.
Great. Senator Lara?
Thank you, Mr. President and members. As a senator representing one of the largest Samoan communities outside of Samoa, I am proud to author Senate Resolution 127. California has one of the largest Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander communities with a population of more than 347,000 members. Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders are an incredible diverse group comprised of different ethnicities, which include but not limited to Guamanian, Chamorro, Native Hawaiian, Marshallese, Fijian, Samoan, Tongan, Wahab, and Palau. Their social contributions are unparalleled, many of who are serving in the United States Armed Forces. California has also the greatest number of Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders who own businesses in our country. SCR 127 recognizes the unique challenges the NHPI community faced as a result of its distinct history. With that, members, please join me in recognizing the many contributions of our dynamic Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islander communities, and also want to share with you these greetings with you in a few of the Native languages. Talofa, malo el ale, half a day. Thank you, members. I respectfully ask for your aye vote on Senate Concurrent Resolution 127.
Thank you, Senator Lara. Senator Pan?
Thank you, Mr. President and Senators. I'm proud to join Senator Lara in authorizing this important resolution that symbolizes the rich diversity of our state. Sacramento and California are very fortunate to have the NHPI community to be part of our social and economic and political development. And as a representative here in Sacramento, I'm particularly proud that the study listed Sacramento as one of the top three California cities with the highest Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander communities. So this resolution aims to preserve our Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander communities, culture, history, traditions, and their heritage throughout California, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Pan. Senator Hall?
Yes, Mr. President, Senators, as the President or the Chair of the California Legislative Black Caucus, I too stand in support of SCR 127 and thank our author for bringing this resolution forward. I am proud to say that the South Bay, which I represent, has one of the largest Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander communities in California. So I join my colleague from Southeast Los Angeles in recognizing the tremendous contributions that our Native and Hawaiian Pacific Islander communities have put forth in California and throughout this country. Again, I stand and thank you for bringing such a resolution forward, and the Black Caucus stands in support.
Great. Thank you, Senator Hall. Senator Nielsen?
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I speak as a member of the Senate, but also as one of the original co-founders, member of the executive board for many, many years of APAPA, the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association, of whom many of these individuals are members of and longtime participants of. And APAPA has been created and born to enhance the opportunities for the Hawaiian and Asian Pacific Islanders, as well as the Asians in California and America, for it is now a nationwide organization. And indeed, we extol the virtues and the contributions of the Hawaiians and the Pacific Islanders to America, to California, and very particularly to our culture. I'm honored to stand with Senator Lara and all of us to honor the Hawaiian and API citizens of California.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Senator Lara, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Again, this is a long overdue recognition of our NHPI community, who continues again to be part of our multi-ethnic, multifaceted, diverse community here in California, who continue to contribute greatly to not only the economy of our state, but to the cultural tapestry of who we are as Californians. With that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Great. Thank you, Senator Lara. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bell.
Aye.
Berryhill.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Cannella.
Aye.
De Leon. Fuller. Gaines.
Aye.
Aye. Galjoni.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Hall.
Aye.
Hancock.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Huff.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leno.
Aye.
Leva. Lou.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza.
Aye.
Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Wynn. Nilsson.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Pavley.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Runner.
Stone.
Aye. Vidak.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wolk.
Wolk. Secretary, please call the absent members.
De Leon. Fuller. Leva.
Aye.
Wynn. Runner.
Ayes 36, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Senator Lara?
Thank you. For the purpose of introduction, Mr. President, members, join me in welcoming several members of the Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander community from throughout the state that are here today to commemorate Senate Resolution 127. They are here today also to advocate and address the needs and challenges facing this diverse and dynamic community, one of which is advocating for disaggregated data to better address the diverse needs of our NHAPI communities. Please join me in welcoming our great guests to the California State Senate. Thank you.
Welcome. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read, and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Pursuant to Senate Rule 2910, the following bills are referred to the Rules Committee. File item 104, AB 1330, 29.06. 29.10B, excuse me. File item 105, AB 72, 29.10C. Without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be waived for the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee to meet and hear Assembly Bills 1611 and 1612 on Thursday, June 23rd, without 4 days' notice in the daily file. Senator Bates, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Under motions and resolutions, I'd like to ask that AB 2217, file item 116-116, be removed from the consent calendar.
The desk will note. Thank you. Okay, members, we're going to move to now the second reading. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1845 with amendments, 2809 with amendments, 1971 with amendments.
Second reading will be deemed read. Thank you. Moving back to motions and resolutions. Adjourn in memory, Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I sadly rise today, colleagues, to ask that you all adjourn in memory of a member of the Senate family. Cheryl Minahan was killed June 15th while rafting in Alaska on the Congegut River. Many of you knew her. She was hired in the Senate in 1987 and retired just 3 years ago. She was well known and widely known as the Special Assistant for Appointments in the Senate Rules Committee, and before that, the support staff for the Senate Fellows Program here and at the Center for California Studies at Sac State, where I met her many, many years ago. Like many Senate staff, she never called attention to herself, but did her job with great skill and graciousness. She was loved by hundreds of Senate Fellows who came through our process, as well as Senate members, as well as Senate staff, and our hearts go out to her son, Scott, her daughter Jennifer, and her granddaughter Dylan. I ask that you join me in adjourning in memory of Cheryl Minahan. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Our thoughts and prayers go to the family. Senator Allen?
Members.
Is this related to the same adjourn in memory?
No.
Okay, we're gonna have to pass it this time due to limited time. If we could defer it to Thursday, please. Members, we're now going to, if there's no other business, Senator Cannella, the desk is clear.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will convene Thursday at 9 a.m. Meeting adjourned.